due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
The Dolph Ziggler story goes like this. First you were a caddy, then you were a cheerleader, then you had blonde hair, then you had brown hair, now you have blonde hair, then you had a large girlfriend, now you got a small girlfriend, now you got a large man, and you walk around with a suitcase that has a contract and a bunch of Valtrex. And although you're so damn sick of being so damn sick, which I truly think is irritable bowel syndrome, I will make an announcement right now for 2013. I am entering the Royal Rumble match as of, thank you, Tony Schimmel, now. And I don't care if I have to be you, Big E, Ryback, CM Punk, The Big Show, or The Rock himself. In 2013, I will be the WWE Champion.
I'm WWE Superstar John Cena, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain. Which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Well, not so much the pain, the flu. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic. I'm the cash man, Richie Rich. I'm here with Jay-Z. Jay-Z's in his hazmat suit. I am not. I'm spreading disease everywhere. No, not really. Just a little bit of the flu. But I want you to know, you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 5th. It's National Bird Day. So I guess you could show everyone the bird today.
The bird is the word.
Oh, don't you start. That's my favorite tune.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you know about the bird.
Give that cue up.
The bird is the word. All right. The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us for WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view Sunday, January 27th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Hosted by us guys and prizes and drink specials all night long. That's January 27th, WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Store. By the way, it starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early. This is one of the most popular pay-per-views of the year. If not WrestleMania, this is number two.
I think this is my favorite pay-per-view of the year besides WrestleMania.
Yeah, me too, because we gamble on it, too.
Yes, there is gambling involved.
There is gambling involved, and we have a lot of fun. I mean, we should find some way to do it for the whole place. Put $2 in, and you get to pull a number out of a hat walking in.
Yeah, but you need like 30 people, and that's it.
We have more than 30 people that come in.
No, you would need only 30 people.
The first 30 in could get in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or you could have two pools going at the same time.
We could do that, too. You know what? As we get closer to it, I think we'll look into that. I think it'd be a lot of fun. And it would be just for our entertainment only.
Of course.
Yeah, so you can't, get the feds in on us.
And if there's a tie, you could have a knife fight to settle the winner.
Sure, why not? Let me introduce the casting crew. Of course, I'm the Cashman. I said that a minute ago.
Cashmania.
And I'm here with Jay-Z. First time we've seen you this year, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
First time I've done. Darn it.
Considering it's the first Saturday of the year.
Yeah, it is. But Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's to you, sir.
I see that Jay-Z started the new year with a brand new car.
Yes, I got
a brand new car.
I'd like to give props to the dealer, but I don't know if they're a sponsor. So,
well, quickly you can.
Ontario Honda Used Car Outlet.
All right, there. Yeah, and he has a nice Honda Odyssey. It looks it's a beautiful van.
It's wonderful.
You probably can pop out a few more kids and fill that thing up.
One, and that's it.
Yeah. Jay-Z is, he's a great guy. He's got three kids with one on the way, which is awesome. And we did talk about it when you were up here, right?
With
your wife.
Well, the fun thing is like people mock men who drive minivans, but I have almost four children, and I have proven my machismo by siring four children.
That's true. And the thing is, I drove a minivan for many years. And you know what? When you're going from, 3-hour drives to see wrestling shows, it's good to have a minivan.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you can put everybody in the back, and there's elbow room for us big guys and everything.
I think we might have to do something like that maybe New York, maybe.
Hey, we could. I got ticks.
Oh, you have tickets? I don't.
No, we'll have to make good on that. But hey, not only are we brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Light Empire Culver. But Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. They brought up some chicken fingers this morning and some French fries. Mm. Jay-Z got here just in time to miss it all.
Yeah, figures.
Our favorite, of course, of Bill Gray's is in the Strong Museum and Play just across the street from us. And our friend Jamie, who brought up chicken fingers and French fries this morning. You find there's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGrays.com. Yeah.
I got to do last week, too, because there's only Danger Boy and I. We're here, of course. But, you know, with the artiste and Danger Boy, you know where they are.
The hot tub.
Hot tub of love. You know, someone's got to be in it every week.
Yeah, see, artiste, I hear, is soaking up some sore muscles from hockey or whatever. He's,
oh, yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
He's got the beer muscles going on
right
now.
Yeah, the beer muscles.
He's watching hockey. Yeah, so I made it in. I dragged myself in. I've been on a flu medication for the last couple of days. So have you heard the beginning of the show sound like a car accident? it really did.
Look at that.
Much like that. That's how the beginning of the show started. That I apologize for that. I do want to start off. We got a couple of things of news. We do have a big guest in the next segment. Our good friend and executive producer of a brand new TV show is going to be joining us in the next segment from TNA. And you guys know who it is.
Of course.
It's our buddy, but I'm not going to say his name yet. But he's going to be coming out in this next segment, talk about some stuff. But this past week, on this radio show, you heard our Wade Barrett interview when he was in town.
Of course.
Yes. And by the way, I've gotten so many compliments on, I mean, people come to me and said, you know, that guy sounds so good on the radio. And we were talking about him doing a radio job someday in the future.
Yeah.
Can't do that now because he has an intercontinental belt around his waist.
Of course.
And I call it the pain clinic rub because
he
was on the show the week before, and then he won the intercontinental belt on Monday night, the New Year's Eve edition of Monday Night Raw.
Look at that karma we give him.
That's right.
Karma from the pain clinic.
And I'll tell you, the karma, it was the karma also because it was the lowest rated Monday Night Raw in like 15 years.
New Year's Eve, though. I mean,
true.
Not many people are watching wrestling on New Year's Eve. I didn't watch wrestling on New Year's Eve.
I don't. You know, with these holidays falling in the middle of the week, I've just been lost. I don't know what is, you know, what is when. Then getting sick after New Year's, you know, it made this past week a blur, pretty much.
Yeah, that NyQuil will do that to you.
Yeah, that, you know, they're comatose for 2 days. So,
yeah, everything turns purple. You're seeing the fox in the sky leading.
But, you know, I think the WWE kind of takes that into the way they design these shows the last few weeks, too, because they, you know, 2 weeks ago on Raw, it was the big Santa Claus got hit by Alberto Del Rio. And, you know, and that was kind of like, you know, just an offshoot story to fill the 3 hours.
But isn't Alberto Del Rio supposed to be a good guy now?
I don't know, because, you know, he had to take on John Cena in a Miracle on 34th Street match, so it was all kind of like just a goof, you know. It's like kind of out of the universe of the WWE. It's kind of like in a pocket universe.
Yeah, it's like an alternative Earth 2 WWE.
Yeah, but of course Santa Claus, you know, in that universe actually comes back to life after dying, and you know there was really some parallels to the Bible there going on for a while.
Oh gosh! But, you know, so wait, Santa Claus is now Jesus? NyQuil are you drinking?
This is like South Park or something.
Yeah, no. Imagination no. Land.
But I'm just saying, and so last Monday night, you know, they did have a title change on the show. But it was more in the realm of the regular WWE storylines they were writing. But now WWE is in some serious, they're in serious programming up until WrestleMania.
Of course.
No more of this, you know, silliness going on. I mean, we're starting off the big Raw of the new year this Monday with not only The Rock making his first appearance probably in, 5 months on WWE, but also we have the TLC match between CM Punk and Ryback.
Right, and The Rock has like 3 movies coming out in the next 6 to 8 months, so he's got a lot of promoting to do.
Yeah, but he's going to be on WWE TV a lot in the next, that period too, so it's going to be interesting. You know, I mean, is it promoting? I mean, I heard he was in the gym working out for the last couple of weeks. I mean, the guy's, you know, in great shape anyways. You know, I mean, if you've seen his tweet pictures.
He's in good shape. I think he's geared up to probably work at least probably 2 matches before.
He's gonna do at least 2 pay per view matches. Yeah. We know that he's gonna be on the Royal Rumble, and then they say he's going to be not only the Royal Rumble but also the next pay per view, which is the Elimination Chamber.
What's the probability he's gonna show up as number 30 at the Royal Rumble?
Well, he's wrestling already the champion there.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean, one more. I mean, if he doesn't win the belt,
yeah,
then I think there's a good chance. But I think Honestly, I think the Royal Rumble, I mean, it's going to come down to Cena versus The Rock at WrestleMania.
Right, I hate that. I don't mind Cena versus The Rock, but I would hate The Rock coming in from not wrestling to winning the belt at the Royal Rumble. What message does that send?
You know, the amazing thing is I've just read this yesterday, that four of the top six guys they have planned for WrestleMania matches of the tops, you know, are not going to be involved in the programming as soon as WrestleMania is over.
Yeah.
To actively involved in the program. And if we're talking, if you look at the top six guys, we're talking The Rock, Undertaker, Triple H, and Brock Lesnar. After WrestleMania, those guys are going to be four of the headliners.
Right.
And after WrestleMania, you know, Brock Lesnar's contract's up. The Undertaker disappears. Triple H disappears.
Well, Undertaker always disappears now.
Rock's got movies. So it's like, yeah. It's really, you know, they should be using those guys to propel younger guys up.
That would make sense, but I guess they're trying to sell pay-per-views to people that don't watch wrestling typically. And so you think about, you know, with The Rock, people are seeing The Rock in movies. They're going to want to, hey, let's check him out with what he used to do.
He did bring numbers. I mean, yeah. He did bring the numbers, so it was a good investment. It's just, you know, I mean, what you know, he's not PG, you know.
No.
so it's tough to put him on live TV. That's going to be the interesting thing in the next few months, is how does he cut promos.
Yeah,
you know, are they going to wait till after 10 o'clock to put him on, and then
is he going to do the Attitude Era Rock again?
Yeah,
because he did that all last year.
Yeah, and Linda McMahon's not running for office anymore.
Well, yeah, but I don't think that's going to steer them any closer to the TV 14.
They found a way to make money in the PG rating.
Yes,
you know, and TV 14 drew the older audience and let them be more risque, you know, in their writing.
Maybe they'll do something like, you know, after 10 o'clock, make it a little more risque, because, you know, we're supposed to be putting our kids to bed. I put my kids to bed at 8 o'clock, so I mean, my kids aren't watching wrestling. I can filter it, but
sure,
you know, TV PG. When they do that, it just, what are they gonna, what can they do to push the envelope and stay at PG?
Well, Rock was obviously not PG last year, and they still called it PG.
Exactly.
So someone really could have taken him to task on that.
I don't think anybody will at this point.
No, and I think they're gonna, because he's a treasure. He's a national treasure.
Yes, he is.
And people love him because they remember him. He was on the tail end of the Attitude Era. He came out of the tail end of the Attitude Era.
Yeah.
And he pretty much ruled until the day he wanted to go make movies. You know, I mean, when suddenly they realized he was a bankable, I mean, he was bankable as in people wanted him to be in movies. They said, oh, we've got something here, you know, and so they tried to grasp and hold on to him as long as they could, and then he left.
Yeah.
You know, but he, you know, he always had the thing, I'm coming back, and, you know, it was always the beef with Cena and that whole year build up to the WrestleMania match. It always was the beef, you know, you keep leaving and everything. But, you know, no one cares what they do when they're not on TV. You know, I mean,
yeah.
The Rock could show up on TV every week, and you'd never know that the guys in the back room are all green with envy over it, you know, because, you know, you only know that because you know inside stuff.
Well, then
you know?
The other thing is, like, the payouts might be better when a guy like The Rock is at the top than a guy like, you know. And
that's what a lot of the mid-card guys said. You know, I don't care if he comes back, you know, as long as if I'm getting more money, I'm not going to complain.
Well, yeah, and that was the case for since, you know, the mid-80s. You know, they didn't care that Hogan was at the top all the time. He was drawing, and they were bringing a lot of money in. So everybody makes more money when there's more money at the top. It's sort of a microcosm of trickle-down economics, I guess.
True, you know.
You know, but I don't know how much that works in the real world, but in the sense of the wrestling world, when there's a big guy on top and they're
well, you know, it works. It works in the professional football when someone signs a number one quarterback to your team, and then all of a sudden all of the merchandise sales go up,
right?
And because, you know, the jerseys and stuff, you know. So I mean, that does it does trickle down other sports like that, you know.
It makes sense, and you know, but the message is, you know, these guys aren't doing the job they're supposed to be doing, which is drawing money. So they have to bring a guy like The Rock in.
Yeah, they used to bring in Hollywood people. They used to have, you know, Hollywood stars be involved with WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, it used to be like a spectacle. You had Liberace with the Rockettes at WrestleMania 1.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, you know, and I mean, last year, what did we get? Maria Menounos or whatever her name is?
Maria Menounos.
Menounos, from which, you know, I mean, I know who she is, but I don't think every little kid in the world sitting up watching Extra.
They gave her 15 minutes. They gave Bryan Danielson 80 seconds.
Yeah, not even. Yeah, not long enough to come out, get kissed by AJ, and then booted in the head.
I hope Brian Danielson has a little bit more time to shine this year. I think he will, but I think it'll be in a tag team situation.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of people who have issues with his comedy style going on right now. But you know what? You know, he can be a serious wrestler. He can. This is the WWE's wheelhouse, is if you can be, you know, do comedy, and he can, and not, you know, I mean, that's the thing. It shows that he's a five-star, what is it, he's a great wrestler. He can speak. He can do what they want him to do. He does everything. The only bad thing is he's, what, 5'7", you
yeah,
know?
He's proving that he's versatile.
Yeah.
He hasn't proved that he's,
I just say he's a five-tool player like they do in baseball, you know?
Yeah, it's
like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He's like, you know, so he's going to be an all-star, wherever he is.
Of course.
And you know, eventually, the feud of the year is going to come out of their tag team breaking up, so.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Eventually, but we got to go to break. We got to get a guest on the flip side. We have JB, Jeremy Borash. Big excitement for him this past week with his new TV show that came out in the UK. You know, it debuted last Tuesday, British Boot Camp, TNA's British Boot Camp, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with him, as well as some other stuff going on in TNA. If you have a question for him, give us a call, 222-1280. If you have a question for us, give us a call, 222-1280. If you're out of the area, 585-222-1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
And this year was total non-stop Aries. And if anybody deserves this, it's me. It's me. It's me. It's me.
Whoa. Easy, guys. It's settled. Done deal at Genesis. 2012 Superstar of the Year, Jeff Hardy versus Austin Aries versus Bobby Roode. I'm taking you both on for the World Championship.
How's it going, Ellen? That's a great t-shirt. Where'd you get it?
It's my Pain Clinic t-shirt, the official t-shirt of the Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. I got it off their webpage.
How can I get one?
Well, you go to feelthepain.net and click on the t-shirt link. It's going to cost you $20 with the shipping and handling included. Remember, go to feelthepain.net. Get your shirt today. They're going fast.
Yes! Rock and load! Rock and load! Bring on the pain!
On and on to the break of dawn. On and on to the break of dawn.
Hey, Pain Clinic fans, it's me, Jay-Z. You and I both know that wrestling fans are complex individuals with interests far removed from our favorite predetermined match sport. We love movies, we love comics, we love TV. I talk about all that and more on my new podcast, The Fanboy Tollbooth. Check us out on my website, fanboytollbooth.com, or just subscribe to us on iTunes. It's The Fanboy Tollbooth, navigating the highway of popular culture.
So let me say this in a way that you two dweebs will understand. Yeah, dweebs.
Right.
I'll kick you right in your Twitter. You, I will punch right in your Facebook. And right before I log both of you out, I'm going to write on your wall, sorry about your damn luck. Now, do you want to do that Instagram thing, or you want to get direct message out there? Why don't you drink something besides piss water, too, boy? Hey, I got an idea. I'm going to turn around and walk back out this way. Why don't you two guys figure out which one wants to get his ass kicked?
Hey, you forgot MySpace, you turn.
Hey, it's JB, Jeremy Borash, and you are listening to my favorite radio show in the entire world, The Pain Clinic, on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Jay-Z. And I want you to know The Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. We will be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door on January 27th for WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Why don't you join us? Starts at 8 o'clock. We'll be hosting, giving prizes away, and drink specials all night long. That's January 27th, WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door right now. You know, I forgot one thing before I bring our guest on. Well, I'll see if he remembers this, okay? So joining us right now is... 1 week from tomorrow is TNA's Genesis pay-per-view, but last Tuesday was the debut show for TNA's British Boot Camp, and joining us is the show's executive director, Jeremy Borash. Thanks for the time again, and Happy New Year's, JB.
Happy New Year. Sounds so official, doesn't it? Wow.
Executive director. Is it executive director?
Executive producer, I guess you call it. But, you know, I've got a couple of different titles I call it too, but that's, I'm not going to stand publicly.
You were the man. The last time we talked to you, you were in a hotel room editing it when we were doing the show. And
yeah, that's pretty much been the life of the last since September. So editing is a lot of work. It's a lot of time. We say it's like a minute of broadcast time usually takes an hour of editing. That's usually the rule, but I think it's a lot more than that, actually.
It takes a lot of processing power, too. I mean, it's not your average computer you can do something like this on, you know.
Thankfully now with some of the higher-end Macs, you can do it.
I was going to say, how many Macs do you own for editing?
3.
That sounds about right.
Okay, I forgot to do our birthdays this morning, but I want to see if you know who this person is, okay? See if you can name a famous former WCW backstage interviewer who has a birthday today.
Former backstage interviewer, yes. That has a birthday today.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to be Paula Poundstock.
Yes, you're exactly correct. Pamela Paulshock.
It's not Paula Poundstone, right?
Well, that's almost
Paula Poundstock, yeah, yeah. Wherever you are.
Pamela Paulshock, and she's, well, I'm not going to say how old she is today, but she's...
No, you got to tell me how old she is, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, boy. She has to be, okay, let me do the math. 28.
30. That sounds cool. Sorry, really close.
Well,
just say one thing.
You can look her up on IMDb, and there are some images that are, they're probably PG-13 that you can find on Google.
She's pretty good looking for a 43-year-old lady. Okay, we'll just say that.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding. And
even better, she's a Syracuse U grad, you know. Which,
really?
Yeah, she came out with a TV degree and stuff. But I just kind of learned a few things when I was doing the research yesterday. And she's also married to Roger Lodge. Now, you know who Roger Lodge is?
No way.
Yes.
From the dating game.
Yeah, Blind Date.
No, the dating. What is it?
Blind Date.
Blind Date,
Gosh.
Yeah, and he also did the
Soup. He's a big TV mogul, too. So good on him. Congratulations, Roger Lodge.
Yeah, Roger. I couldn't, I knew that name was familiar. Then I remember, oh, yeah, it's the show with all the blurps that pop up, during the dating and stuff.
And, yeah.
Well, interesting information about someone you used to work with.
She was a great lady.
Was she?
Wonderful lady. Yeah, she was actually really cool.
But I figured she was. There was probably a lot of great WCW ladies you had stories about,
Oh, Major Guns?
I was just thinking Major Guns. Every time I turn on Cinemax late at night, I see Major Guns in these movies. Well,
Wait a minute. What are you doing turning on Cinemax later?
Well,
There's nothing on that channel past 10 o'clock that is a filth.
Is this,
you shouldn't be doing that.
Empty nest syndrome cropping up for you, Cashman?
No. Just having too many channels and not being able to sleep, I guess. I don't know. But I do see Pamela in all sorts of dress and undress. Okay, well, not Pamela, I mean Major Guns.
Well, I would not expose myself to such filth as you would, sir, so I don't know what you're talking about. But I've heard Major Guns has been... in a few movies herself, yeah.
Yes. I'll tell you, I'm just too tired to go and turn on the computer, okay? I stole that joke from the Cleveland show, sorry.
Oh, boy.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Fair
enough. Hey, so, okay, we were talking about your big debut this past weekend, or this past week on Tuesday for the TNA British Boot Camp. Fun show, I'll say. I watched it online. Now, let me ask you a question. How did it do? I haven't heard anything about the numbers or anything. I know you told me last time you were on it was the biggest day of TV viewing in UK.
Yeah, it was a huge day to premiere, no question about it. But, I don't know. We get overnights back, and I know there was a lot of competition that night. But I do know I woke up this morning to a wonderful text and a tweet from the president of the company that said the overnights from last night were, quote-unquote, I think British Boot Camp smashed it. And I think he wrote that in capital letters. So,
all right.
Yeah, that was a good thing to wake up to this morning. So, yeah,
so that's
we'll see.
Good.
I don't know what the viewership is, but I'll take that.
So smashed it is a good British word?
That's a British slang.
Oh, okay.
It means excellent. I was just
I don't know what smashed it equates in viewership, but, if he's happy on that. Okay.
Very, very cool. I've got to tell you, you said it's a 6-episode series, and they showed the first 2 episodes on January 1st. After watching them, there's some history between these guys, the two guys in the show, Marty and what's his name, Spud?
James.
Rockstar Spud.
There's some, and it's interesting because it's like, I get a real good feel for, it's like, I like the reality angle on everything, and it's like, I like, but the, you can tell, I mean, when the guy punches the other guy in the face, because, you know, it's pretty serious, you know. Were you the cameraman for all this?
A lot of it, yeah. myself and a guy named Brian Edwards, who works at TNA, who's really, really good dude. So we set off to, do a reality show in England. Basically, it's for UK wrestlers, and we're following them along the journey, and it's crazy. It's a lot of fun. I think the 60-something locations we shot across the UK, so
wow.
It was a pretty time-intensive project, you know, and I'm not going to lie, but it's, you know, finally to see it come on the air, it's like it's, I was going to say it feels like giving birth, but I haven't given birth.
Yeah, so most guys
like
can't.
And most women who have given birth would be like, you have no idea, pal.
yeah, you just said, this coming out of this is the same as doing a TV show. No, it's probably not. But for this man of no kids, I can tell you it is. It feels about as close as I've felt. So
I was going to say, you had about...
it's a lot of fun.
You had about 9 months of growing until the point where you had the baby. So yeah, I mean, you know, I can see the relate.
So you mentioned
I did suffer some morning sickness, though. I did feel that. I don't know if that's the same thing.
So is that because there was the alcohol in the limo, or
yeah, holy cow, yeah, there was some nights out. That's for sure. We had you know, but that's something too. You know, I like to show in the show. You know, basically not only what happens during the day, but also, you know, we wanted to see what happens at night. And, you know, I'm not going to point fingers at any radio show that I may have had a late night with once or twice, you know, just kind of hanging out, shooting the breeze, enjoying a beverage or two. I've never done that with any radio show specifically, or hosts or guests or, you know, co-hosts of any radio shows.
Oh, sure.
Never once. You know, showing that a little bit is kind of the other side of it, too. We really didn't really hold back with the show. It's a different kind of set of rules. That's the other kind of fun thing. It's called, a watershed time is 9 o'clock over there, which means after 9, you can kind of become HBO on some level.
All right.
TV program over there. So,
not quite Skinamax.
Sorry?
Not quite Skinamax, but HBO.
Not quite the stuff you're watching, no.
Yeah.
Yes, that's kind of a cool thing about it. And, you know, the shows that are on against it in that time slot, you know, everything's that. It's a little bit more adult geared, so to kind of compete with stuff at that time slot, that time level. You know, it's a little bit interesting, I guess. It's a little bit some racier moments develop, but we show that too. You know, so it's I think a real fun show to watch, and the response so far has just been fantastic. It was trending number one an hour after it went off the air the other night. So, you know, it was a pretty well received show over there, and that was just so fun to watch just by following the hashtag. Going crazy, you know. So being, you know, obviously I'm going to be doing that every Tuesday night, watching the feedback as it comes in. Actually, it's Tuesday. It's 4 o'clock my time. It airs, so it's 10 o'clock in the UK.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I thought they were 5 hours ahead.
Where you are, yes, but I are in different time zones.
I forgot. You're. Oh, he's. That's right. JB is at home. This is like the first time we've
you're
talked.
You're home. You're in Nashville.
Yeah.
The only time I've ever been at home talking to you guys was after the last Christmas party a year ago.
That's right, when you were walking through the strewn bodies all over the floor.
Yes, there were bodies strewn about, and that's I remember that. That was the last time we did one here. No strewn bodies today.
No.
That we know about.
No.
That you want to share.
Yeah, I've grown up, guys. Come on.
All right. So we're excited. And now, folks who are listening, how can they watch this show? I mean, I know.
It's not anywhere. It's a challenge exclusive show. I mean, people have, I'm sure people have found a way to watch it one way or another. But, you know, nothing officially that I should ever plug.
Gotcha. But if you look, you may find, you know, that's what, you know, if you seek.
I don't know. They've got this Google thing out that they talk about. But
if you build it, they will come. And there's 4 episodes left. And, of course, Hulk Hogan and Sting are on the next one, I believe.
Hulk Hogan and Sting, the kids go to Bound for Glory. We fly them over from London to Bound for Glory for the whole weekend, so you get that experience. That's a lot of fun. This is, I think, number 3 and maybe number 4 of my favorite episodes, just because it's, you know, you get a lot of great interaction. You get to see what these guys are like. Basically, they're wrestlers. These 4 are wrestlers that have had a little bit of experience. Each one of them has been around. You know, Marty, the least, I think, of the 4 has been around for 6 years wrestling. all over the place. So they're guys that have experience, but they're just not, you know, they just haven't been exposed to that big break yet. So we give these guys a big break, give them a chance to, you know, be seen, interact, mingle, be part of the whole scene with DNA Wrestling. And, you know, what happens and what goes down between everybody in terms of competition, their interaction with the stars, Kurt Angle, Hulk Hogan, Sting, you get to see that, and it's just, we just let the cameras roll and see what happens. And that's been the best part of the show. It's a real insightful look at some kind of what kind of happens to a guy that gets into the system that has to deal with, you know, many different aspects of becoming a star.
And success is probably one of the hardest things to deal with. You know, I got to tell you, I've been reading their tweets, too, and it's like the guys say they can't go anywhere in England because of all the posters that were everywhere. And, you know, it was people that they were saying they would go out. And so one guy said, I can't remember which one of the guys, but he said that he was like cornered in a bathroom and there were people asking for his autographs. And it's like he said he might as well have just sat up a table in the bathroom and signed autographs.
Yeah, that's the best thing, especially over there, because, you know, the reality shows, you know, there's a couple of them that are very popular and they get into the mainstream there. And celebrity tabloid media is very popular there. So getting in the newspapers has been very cool to see that happen. And a good sign that, you know, the characters kind of translate well, but not only just a wrestling audience, but it's what's getting a lot of traction for it is it's, you know, non-wrestling fan audience that's really starting to watch the show and we've heard about. So that's been the coolest thing. It's been, I think, good for the industry because it calls attention to the business. And I think the coolest thing I think I heard was, I've heard it from a couple places over there about how in 2 weeks' time, how many calls they're getting about people wanting to become professional wrestlers. And it's, you know, just completely gearing towards or crediting the show for that. People are calling up and saying, I watched that show the other night on Challenge. I want to be a wrestler. Where do I sign up? So I've heard that from two different wrestling schools, completely unsolicited. They just came to me and said, yeah, our calls are up big time since this show went on the air. So that's pretty cool.
It's good for business.
Yeah, without a doubt. We got a call. Mad Dog is on the line. He wants to ask Jeremy a question. Mad Dog?
Hey, AB, this is question.
Mad Dog.
What's the biggest difference between the crowd and or wrestling in England as opposed to what's going on here? I'll let you answer it on.
Okay. Yeah, it's, you know, I've worked in front of a lot of different crowds. You have your Japanese crowd. They're really quiet, respectful. They'll clap. But won't go crazy. You've got your crowd, like in Puerto Rico. I've told you those stories, guys, when, you know, I've been chased out of the ring and people are throwing batteries at me and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But, you know, and your American crowd, which you guys know, is just a pretty much, you know, it's they get real excited. But in England, it's just a different kind of excitement. And I think it's just, I think if you look at the way they approach their sports, if you Google, I just showed Colt Kamana yesterday, the darts. And the darts is really huge over there right now. And it sounds strange. It doesn't sound like it'd be a lot of fun to watch. But if you Google, the darts, it's huge. They're doing arenas every Thursday night. This, you know, it's like it's a massive presentation, very much derived, I think, from the same presentation as wrestling. And you see the crowds there. That's a great indication. They're going crazy. Same thing like with their football. The songs, the chants, it's very ECW arena feeling to me sometimes going over there because it's everybody's just so into what they're watching. And I think that's really something we experience when we go over there on tour. And I don't think a lot of the guys are used to that kind of response. And it's not saying it's bad or different anywhere else. It's just there. It's just a whole different kind of atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
So
they get soccer
chants.
It's a
fun tour to be part of as a promoter, or not promoter, but for the wrestlers to be part of a tour and get to work in front of those crowds. It's just a little bit, you know, it's a lot more fun, I think, in terms than anywhere else I've ever, you know, had wrestling shows all over the world.
I'm going to say they could do soccer chants at these, at wrestling events. You know, I mean, it's just kind of, it's not the kind of thing you would hear in America, you know, in the background.
Unless you're watching.
No, and
America.
They're funny. They're real. And I know them all. I know all the chants now because I've been over there so much. And they're, you know, they're funny. It's a lot of fun. It's like, it's a little, I don't say Rocky Horror Picture Show, but they approach it almost the same thing. It's like everybody knows everything about everything and they react to it that way. Okay. And it's kind of fun. It's just, I guess that's the only way I can compare it. I think most guys would tell you that. Most wrestlers would tell you performing over there is, you know, as far as crowds go and the way they react, about beats anywhere on earth, I think.
you know, you're going to be back there in a couple weeks, too. TNA is doing taping a couple Impact shows there, as well as you're doing a few stops. You looking forward to that?
Yeah, leave, 2 weeks from tomorrow, I think. So, yeah, these shows over there, we do top arenas over in England. We're doing Wembley Arena. We're doing Manchester Evening News Arena. Doing a whole month of TV for Impact there, which is going to be, massive, I think, from a viewership standpoint. People are going to tune into the show, and I think it's going to have a whole different feel than the Impact Zone, which I think will be pretty fun to watch. But the entire month of February on Impact will be from the UK. So you'll see what I'm talking about when you see these shows if you haven't seen them already when we've been over there.
Very excited for that. Now, I'm very excited. I wish I could come down for next weekend's pay-per-view. The Genesis pay-per-view is a week from tomorrow, but I just read that there's going to be some returning guys coming down there to do taping. Now, I'm not really sure exactly of the taping. I think it's to fulfill pay-per-view requirements in foreign markets for TNA because they're not doing 12 like they usually do. So they're doing this TNA Wrestling Extravaganza taping. I believe it's the day before the pay-per-view tomorrow.
Yes, Saturday. I mean, a week, that would be a week from today.
A week from today. And I see that Petey Williams is going to be there, Matt Bentley, Jimmy Rave, Jerry Lynn. I mean, this is like, you know, I think it's great to see these guys come back and to do this. I really want to see this, you know. I mean, I love the Genesis pay-per-view, but I really want to see that. You know, hopefully.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You know, there's so many great guys, too. You know, I love it. You just said Petey Williams. I'm like, wow. You know, like, and who knows what might happen, you know. I mean, out of that, you might see a full-time return for some of these guys. That's what happens sometimes. So. Hopefully, just another chance to get some great exposure for some great talent, and that's going to be a fun show to watch. I'm excited for it.
I sent a tweet out right before you came in, and I wanted to ask you real quick about the British Boot Camp. What's it like working with a legend like Rocco on this reality show?
Well, maybe fans in America don't know Rollerball Rocco, don't know the name. Maybe they do. If you're a historian of British wrestling, you certainly know who he is, but... you know, when you ask most wrestling fans in America, you know, or even non-wrestling fans in America, who do you associate with wrestling to? You know, you hear the name still, Hulk Hogan, you hear The Rock. But back in the day, it's basically, you know, Hogan, Flair, you hear those same names. In England, Big Daddy, Giant Haystacks. And, you know, you go down that list of names that everybody knows, and, one of the names is Rollerball Rocco, and he was a guy that just, from a wrestler standpoint, he was the first Tiger Mask in Japan. He was really good in terms of his in-ring work. He was really innovative and a really cool guy. So we contacted him. He lives in Tenerife, which is in the Canary Islands, south of Spain, and said, would you like to be the mentor on this show? And, after some conversation, I convinced him to do it, and we flew him in. And he's incredible on the show, just a really beloved guy, and people were tweeting a lot of tweets, just happy to see him. First time he'd been in the ring in 20 years.
Wow. And
not bad, because he's pretty rough.
So it was a big, he was fun to watch, great to work with. In fact, we got along so well, he had me and my beautiful girlfriend Jade over for Christmas, so we flew to the Canary Islands and hung out over Christmas there. So, yeah, he's... Did I say beautiful wife or girlfriend?
I said girlfriend because if you were married, then it would null out the marriage thing you have with Velvet Sky.
Right.
Yes.
That's still you're holding on to that closer than I am. You're really hoping for that for me, aren't you?
It's like royalty.
If not me, you, brother.
Hey, you said it. I can't say that.
We got it. We got it.
Yes. My beautiful girlfriend Jade and I went to Tenerife. Rollerball Rocco, yes. So we hung out for Christmas and had a great time with him. Good dude, and got a great response for having him back on.
Cool. He'll be in the next season, I'm sure. We got a couple calls on the phone. We got Rashawn from Maryland, right, Rashawn?
It's Virginia today.
Okay, he's an EMT.
Are you a trucker or something?
He's an EMT.
When I first started calling, I was in the Army, and then I left the Army, went to my wife's hometown of Augusta, Georgia, and worked between Augusta and Columbia, South Carolina all the time, and now I moved back up home to Virginia, so I'm here to stay.
Okay, now we got your history. You're on with JB.
All right, guys, and he actually gave me a good segue, guys. JB, I know that y'all do a lot of smaller arena touring, and every time y'all come to Virginia, it seems like you only go to occasionally Richmond, but mostly Roanoke. Any plans to come to Hampton or Norfolk?
We've done, yeah, we've done them both before. I think we've done Hampton. Oh boy. You know, I think it's just a continuous thing. Virginia's always been a great state. You know, we do a lot of touring in the same places, I think, because we've found out what's worked, you know, well for our attendance-wise. You know, some cities are better than others, and obviously, in proximity to where you guys are with the pain clinic, we've been up there quite a few times. So, as far as Virginia goes, don't know specifically. Hopefully soon.
Yeah, that suffice your need there, Rashad.
Just one little quick thing. In fact, it's you guys, like y'all probably still have the poster I gave you, but that poster was actually signed when I was at the first show in Ontario, California. So anyway, I just had to throw that out there.
Okay, thanks, Rashad. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Have a good day.
Okay, JB, we got another couple calls here. We got Joe from Rochester. Joe, you're on the air with Jeremy Borash.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Doing great.
JB, so far British Boot Camp from the streams that I've seen. Pretty phenomenal. The product in TNA right now in general is phenomenal. Just want to give you guys props on that. Definitely crushing the WWE as far as storylines and actual in-ring wrestling is concerned. Curious as to, as you just touched on, you guys come up to Buffalo for baseball pretty much every year. When are you guys going to come back to Rochester? You've been here once. We could definitely use some impact back here.
Yeah, for sure. We just did... Let's see, where were we?
You're in Albany.
And everything. Yeah, so a little farther away, you know, in terms of hitting New York, we actually do New York, the state, quite a few cities all over the state. But yeah, I have some very fond memories of being in Rochester, as you guys can attest to, and have had some great experiences in the world of wrestling in Rochester, so I'd love to come back. I don't know specifically when or if
we'll have like you.
That's going to happen.
You and Tank Abbott will have a reunion here in Rochester.
Yeah, I mean, I can always look back in Rochester as being the city that I legitimately got knocked out on national television.
That's right.
Fond memories.
I'm surprised you can remember it after that.
he almost put Tank Abbott to sleep. He had some sort of sleeper on him as he was.
Yeah, I thought I had him. I thought I had him there, and as it turns out, no, he had me. And, you know, it's funny as it is, guys, Tank Abbott, not really trained too well on pulling a punch, come to find out. So,
Bob Ryder could tell you that, too, I think.
Yeah, Bob Ryder's still feeling pain over that. He's still, you know.
We're happy that Bob's doing better now, though. Thank goodness. I'm glad that last time we had you on, he updated on us a little bit, and he seems to be he's out at the hospital, and
Yeah, my best friend. He's definitely my best friend in the industry over, you know, the last 15 years. The reason I have a job, basically, I really went to bat for me at a very, very early stage of my career and pitched Eric Bischoff the idea of doing WCW Live. So I owe Bob everything, and to see him, you know, survive cancer as he has the last, 6 months has been really tough, and he's pulled through. Bob Ryder's the toughest guy in TNA. I don't care what you say about anybody. He's the toughest guy in this company.
They knew that after Tank Abbott got him. You know, they had to have known that.
Well, I get my ass knocked out, and then Bob Ryder's still up and walking around afterwards. So
yeah, true. Happen. Yeah, but he got out of the ring too pretty quick after you
were
distracted.
Probably had something to do with it. Yeah.
Yeah, JB, we gotta let you go, but it'd be a couple real quick little tidbits before we go. I kind of brought up that the wrestling TNA wrestling extravaganza next weekend because it might be the last time we see Jerry Lynn. I hear he's been doing this retirement tour. It'd be good, you know, that's why I really want to see it because I'm a big fan of Jerry Lynn, but I would like to, hopefully maybe you guys can work him into Impact this week coming up so we can see him one last time too, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jerry Lynn, a former roommate of mine. Jerry Lynn and I lived together, had a big old condo in Nashville many years ago. So Jerry and I have been close through many, many, many things up and down, good and bad, over the years, and he's a real class act. Now, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet ever anywhere.
We watched a WrestleMania with him and Al Snow,
yes.
and it was one of the most, when they were feeding each other cake, sitting next to each other at a table, and it was like a wedding ceremony.
It was
the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Now remember, they had imbibed in a few beverages that may or may have not have contained a lot of alcohol.
But Jerry's always been...
Well, I just want to say for the record, I've never fed Jerry Lynn cake. That's an Al Snow thing.
You have a series of famous roommates, not only Jerry Lynn, but Eric Young, that's pretty cool, man. It's like, you know,
how about this one? How about this one for Canyon?
Oh, Chris Canyon,
really?
Yeah. I lived in his giant mansion in Atlanta with him. It was called Club Canyon, and there was like six six guys from the WWE power plant were living there. It was like a big haven for the Atlanta wrestling scene.
Very cool. And Chris Kanyon, of course, being one of the trainers as well is, I mean, you know, I love Chris Kanyon. I always thought he was a great, you know, I loved a lot of the things he did. He was, you know, he was the star of the movie, what was it called again? Oh.
Ready to Rumble. Right, don't credit him to that.
Okay.
That's like an insult to point.
No, he was the guy who did all the stunt work and everything in the movie or what?
Yes, a vastly underrated worker. Yes, no question.
So, well, JB, I want to thank you for the time. We'll let everyone know that they can catch JB every Thursday at 8 p.m. live on Spike TV for TNA's Impact, as well as a week from tomorrow, Genesis pay-per-view. Thank you for the time, sir, and we wish you the best of luck with your show this Tuesday on Challenge TV. TNA British Boot Camp, episode 3 of 6. So we got everyone, make sure you find some way to watch it. Believe me, wink, wink, there's ways to see it. But JB, I want to thank you for the time again, sir, and have a happy new year, too. I was going to ask you.
You too, guys. Have a great day. 2013 is going to be a great year for the Panasonic. I know that. Congratulations on your success, as always, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you very much, JB.
Thanks,
we got to go to break. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
You know, it's a very interesting night here in WWE. It's Champion's Choice. And every single champion here has already chosen their opponent for the evening. All except you. So the question is, what are you stuck on? Are you struggling to choose between Hornswoggle and Little Jimmy?
Here I stand in the capital of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., as your United States champion. I went sightseeing today. I went to the Washington Monument. I went to the Lincoln Memorial. I went to the Pentagon. All things I am the champion of.
This man is not only the best in the world, he's everything that you've ever wanted to promote. Vince McMahon, this man is a hero. CM Punk is a hero. Not only is CM Punk a hero, CM Punk is an injured hero. How dare you?
Hi, this is Big Sexy Kevin Nash, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Jay-Z. Happy New Year to all our listeners. I want to thank everybody for coming out last weekend for UFC 155. Gotta love it, man. Junior Dos Santos goes down.
Yeah.
That was a real fun. I mean, the last few fights on that pay-per-view were excellent fights of the year candidates. So, yes, including the heavyweights that went to a 5-round decision, which is scary when you got big guys. But, hey, we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culvert, January 27th. Circle it on your calendar. We're going to be at Salvatore's in the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. For WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. It starts at 8 o'clock. Get there early. It's going to be hosted by us. We'll have stuff to give away. We'll all have a good time. WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. Salvatore's at the garage door. January 27th, 8 p.m. Got just a couple minutes left here to catch up on some news. If you got a call, quick call, 222-1280, star 1280, you can get in. JB was fantastic, like always. You know, very informative and
entertaining.
Yes. And he was home, you know, which is, you know, pretty cool. Yeah. Some big news kind of came out this past week. Ric Flair will be wrestling for All Japan Pro Wrestling, January 26th show from Tokyo. They've been All Japan Pro Wrestling has been trying to get Flair on a big show for months, but couldn't agree on financial terms. Flair's son Reed will be training at their facility, so it's possible that was part of the deal for Rick to wrestle. But Ric Flair is getting back into the ring.
In a tag team match. Kaiji Muto.
Yeah.
The Great Muda, as we might remember him from the early 90s.
He's facing Tatsumi Fujinami and Sayada Sanada. There's a lot of people that hate that. You know, if WWE will not let Ric Flair wrestle, that's part of their deal with him. He can't come back and wrestle because he retired.
That's fine.
You know, so, I mean, it means he may not come back, you know, except for, like, you know, GM position or something like that. I mean, the highest rated show that they did during the Slammies, the highest parts of the entire show were when Ric Flair was on TV.
When he showed up.
The 4 segments.
Yeah.
The beginning one. Yeah, it was about 4 segments that he was on, and it was the highest rated. So, you know, I mean, there's still some value in Ric Flair, the Nature Boy.
He's a legend.
You know, any other news there? Brock Lesnar. He's expected to return to WWE TV for multiple appearances in March, likely beginning in late February. But unless the plans have changed, he'll be building towards the WrestleMania 29 match with Triple H.
Triple H or The Undertaker? I've heard The Undertaker has been fielded as a possibility. Or I think Undertaker wants to face Lesnar. I don't remember what it was.
I'm not sure. I think The Undertaker picked his opponent, but I don't think it was Lesnar. I think or CM Punk. So I'm not really sure who he played. We'll find out soon because it's got to be set up soon.
He'll show up and slit his throat.
We have January 7th is this big Raw coming this week, and it's gonna be the start of the WrestleMania push. So what we've been told was, and quote me, this is what it said. It said, they're talking about this amazing show, and the one thing they said about it is, for what it's worth, regarding the January 7th episode, it said that when its show is over, people will be talking.
Huh.
Okay, so something has to happen that will make people talk.
Yeah.
And then, of course, their 20th anniversary is one. It's going to be in Texas in 2 weeks.
Wow.
That show is Steve Austin supposed to be there, Shawn Michaels, people from Texas, maybe The Undertaker.
Booker T. Well, Booker T is already...
Yeah.
And floating around.
Yeah, I mean, we want guys who aren't there normally. So.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know. But
I had a brain fart there for a second.
That's okay. Believe me. Well, that's a typical status of me today with the flu going on. But
right.
Dan the Beast Severn officially retired.
Yeah.
Kids, you might not know who Dan is. Dan was a wrestler in the WWF. And he also was the Ultimate Fighting Champion back in the early days of UFC.
When it was no rules.
Yes, and he's a wrestler, amateur wrestler, and he just called it quits on his career this past week. But he still trains people, I think, out of Michigan. So I'm gonna hopefully talk with him on sometime soon. I mean, last time we had him on, I had an hour and a half conversation with him, so it was just went way too long.
Interesting guy.
We got to get out of here. Don't forget, check out Monday Night Raw this Monday and TNA Impact on Thursday Live. It ought to be, you know, this is gearing up for big things time of year. I want to thank Jeremy Borash, JB from TNA Wrestling, TNA Impact for joining us, and I want to thank Jay-Z for making it. And I want to thank myself for surviving the flu for this week. I'm sure that I'll be prim, proper, and sharp next week. Not quite this week, but we'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for listening. Check out our webpage, feelthepain.net, pain_clinic, for our Twitters and whatever.